Hi, it's me. I know, you're probably still mad, but we closed down the office and the warehouse and laid off all the workers, and, well, this is pretty much all that's left of the inventory, so I guess this counts as the final delivery for apologies. You know, it seemed like such a good idea at the time, the idea of sort of doing apologies for people. I mean, people pay people to pick up food for them at drive-in restaurants. People pay to get driven around. People are so busy, I thought that they would pay to have people apologize for them too. And the whole custom idea, I mean, who else would have a mariachi band apologize for them? Well, we had the costumes, and we had the musical things, the singing telegrams. There was even that guy in the giant bunny suit. Okay, that didn't really work out so well, but, I mean, who knew that a guy in a giant bunny suit could be such a creep? But the thing is, it was a cool business idea, and I wanted to do it, and I wanted it to be for us. And, okay, so I got a little carried away with it, and didn't spend as much time on you as I should have, but I was trying to build something that I thought that you and I could share together. And okay, so maybe I shouldn't have spent all of my savings and some of yours on things for the business, but it had such a future. I mean, who knew about the problems with the liability insurance and the things that could go wrong? How was I to know that sometimes people who are receiving apologies don't receive them well? And yeah, Ronnie's still picking the glass fragments out of his rear end from that one incident, but the extra expenses weren't part of the plan, and the idea that people would not really want to apologize had never occurred to me. And as the sales of custom apologies went down, we tried making them a little bit wilder and more interesting with the custom slogans and the sort of greeting card atmosphere, and it just didn't work. So, there's not much left. I've got this one bouquet of flowers and the bottle of wine and some chocolates, and it's more than 106 miles to Chicago. No, you probably didn't want to hear a Blues Brothers reference in the middle of the apology, but I was trying to make it a lighter moment. And I know you're still mad at me, but this isn't from the company, it's from me. And at least for this one last time, I apologize.